it became interesting from the get-go. It was everyone beating somebody else and certain teams losing to other teams. And
meaning upsets?
Yeah, a couple upsets here and there where, you know, we beat Wrangell. We lost to Craig. Wrangell beat Craig. We beat Sitka. Sitka beat Thunder Mountain. We lost to Thunder Mountain. And it was just kind of this merry-go-round of who's going to beat who. And so out of the 10 total teams, they take the top six into the gold bracket, bottom four going to the silver. And we had no idea where we'd end up just based on of everyone's games. They did really well. First couple games on Friday, not the best performance. Met up with Juno Douglas right off the bat, Mount Edgecombe, who is a very, very, very good team, and Craig right off the get-go, three straight tough games, and lost those three, but then had a little break and then came back with wins against Kluwak, wins against Wrangell, wins against Haynes, wins against Sitka. So we turned it around pretty quick, ended up fifth in the seeding, so we got into the gold bracket and met up with Craig again right off the get-go. And ended up finishing fifth in the tournament. So it was a really good performance, rocky start, but great finish.
Individually, who is standing out for you this year?
Yeah, but we have one returning starter from last year's team, Martha Johnson, our libero. She is just doing phenomenal things on the court defensively and keeping our group in check, passing well, and just all over the place with frustrating the other team's hitters to where the other officials. The officials from the other from Juno recognize that and just kind of say they're all players, and they kind of recognize that as a hitter for another team, that was always frustrating when you get a good hit and someone picks it up and passes a perfect pass off of it. So that's what she was doing. Jillian Whitstock was in multiple fast sets. She's one of our starting setters, but we moved her to the outside, so she did fantastic on the outside. And then our setting staff of Julie Olson and Tiari Simbahan delivering really nice hittable balls. And then we've kind of got a very young middle core of Allie Davis, who's a sophomore, Ines Larson, who's a freshman, Kennedy Khan, who's a freshman. They're doing really well and getting some big blocks against some really veteran hitters in Southeast. So all the way around, kids are performing well, serving well. We served very, very well this past weekend, and a really good finish for us just based upon how young we are as a team.
So what's next?
Next up, big weekend. We go to Craig on Thursday. It is our first conference game. So seeding tournament, the South Seeding Tournament, and Craig will play three out of five matches against all the other two-ways, and it should be exciting. It is kind of a wide-open kind of top section of our conference, and we have got to see everyone except Skagway within our conference so far. And right now, Craig is a veteran club with a very senior-heavy group, a lot of experience, and our kids performed well against them with our inexperience at the varsity level. But should be a wonderful time, but it's going to be a busy time with 21 matches in 2 days.
Wow.
So
and these matches count too.
Yeah, and these matches will be counting for our seeding, so in every one of them will be 3 out of 5. So exciting weekend of volleyball ahead, but it'll be week 4 on the road for us, so we've been calling ourselves the Road Warriors. And 4 weekends straight that we are traveling somewhere, and then we'll be home for two weeks. So it's, we're looking forward to it, but they're ready.